I have pretty much the camera with me all the time. I mean, I self-shot a lot. I shot all the rehearsal stuff. I shot a lot of the backstage stuff, and a lot of the off-the-cuff stuff when we're on the tour. I mean, I kind of have a camera with me all the time, which was wonderful, and I've always sort of worked that way. For the tour, we put together a crew. I mean, I think it was, you know, there's only so much I could do, so it was great to find some kind of brilliant and talented crew members who kind of come for the ride with us. The principal DOP, or principal cinematographer, was a friend called Adel Nodafarani. And he, you know, was great, really. He had a lovely eye, and he gave the film, particularly in the interview sequences or in the setup pieces, he gave the film a certain eye that I certainly wouldn't have brought to it, you know, as a sort of fly-on-the-wall documentary kind of camera-in-hand director. He lent it, you know, a sort of cinematic element, and that was really important for me from very early on. I mean, I'd always really had the ambition that this would be a feature documentary that could be seen at festivals or in a theater setting, because it was a documentary film about theater. I felt it needed to be theatrical, and I felt we needed to speak that in a sort of cinematic language. So we went to a lot of trouble to have cameras and lenses and a crew who were really good and had a great eye for that, and it could help me sort of lift this thing onto a cinema screen, really, you know, particularly with all these beautiful backdrops and settings we were going to go to. So, yeah, in every city we went to, we shot, you know, stuff in the city, and we did various interviews, and Adele was kind of key in that. And then we also had a further cinematographer who came for 2 weeks while we were in I think it was the first 2 weeks. Adele wasn't available for a couple of weeks, so Edgar Dabrowski came for 2 weeks and began the tour with us, and then Adele came in and took over from him after 2 weeks on the road. But it was a really good, I mean, we were a very small, intentionally small, close-knit crew. There was me with a camera, there was cameraman, sound, and technician. And the four of us, and a few times we had a fixer with us in various cities that we brought on there, but the four of us were very tied in. We just kind of worked. We worked, you know, 16, 20-hour days, backing it all up together and doing it all, eating together and living together. So it was a very close touring family, and really, you know, the visual language of it sort of emerged